Tim, you ever gather around the fondue pot with the family or friends?
Absolutely. Back in the day when I was younger, that was a thing at the Stearns household. A long time ago.
Was it weird? Like, you're just sticking bread and stuff and cheese, right?
It was excellent, and it cooked real fast, so it was good stuff.
I mean, look, I'll never say anything poor about a pot of cheese.
Especially melted.
Especially melted, exactly. That makes it an easy vehicle to get on in. Tim Stearns, as always, it's good to talk to you. How have you been, my friend?
I've been well. A little warm out, but been doing okay.
Boy, it's toasty. I know you guys are doing a lot of great work. And last time we talked to you about digitizing 30 years of files from all your customers you've been working on. How's that project going?
We are all done, and it's coming to get shredded here in about a week. So some really good summer interns.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we met a couple of them last time you were in. Hey, today we're going to kind of finish up the list we were talking about ways to get independent financially. There's one we're going to talk about the healthcare one in a bit, but the one I wanted to bring up to you, I could not believe the numbers I saw of the number of people that have lost track of their 401ks or just don't think about them, don't look at them. You must experience that a lot with customers who come to you, and as you try and see, hey, what do you have? What do you got? Are you hearing from a lot of people that are like, well, I think I have something from this old boss or something, or old employer?
Oh, yes. We get that all the time. And a lot of times we have to play, private eye and find and track it down. And a lot of these companies have melded into other companies, and it gets a little confusing, but we'll track it down and help people consolidate, because on all those stops along the way, they're paying a lot of money that they don't realize at each 401k. A lot of people think it's a free lunch. It's not at all. So when we find them and we can get their money back into a consolidated portfolio with us, they're much happier.
We may have listeners right now that maybe didn't think they wanted someone to help them out, a certified financial planner, but they're hearing this now and going, I think I've got a couple old ones. If nothing else, Tim, that can be something you get people started on finding. Like, you would do a lot more than just find their old 401ks, but that's a great place to get started on making sure that you have your plan set together, right?
Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't leave money on the streets, and that's literally what you're doing. So, I mean, we're happy to get people in here and track down their money.
All right. 800-640-2256 is how you reach Tim Stearns. They do a lot more than that. We'll talk about some of it in just a moment. Tim Stearns of TJ Stearns. It's a Tuesdays with Tim. Tim's gathered around a fondue pot or two in his life. And Tim, I'm just saying that because that means you've been around in a good way, right? You've been around, and you dealt with financial issues for people for decades, haven't you?
Well, remember, I have four siblings, and they're all baby boomers. So, yes, fondue was a thing because they had their friends over, and they'd let me sit in on that and that type of thing. So
I love that. You do a lot of great work. You're out of Arlington Heights, right?
That's correct, yep.
And a local guy, been there through and through. Tim, you help a lot of people out kind of create plans. I think a lot of us think retirement is you save, you put money on top of the pile, and then at the end you just kind of take that money away and hope you have a dollar left on the day you die. That's not a plan. You've reminded us that many times. That's a good start, but it's not the plan. And one of the things on this checklist of financial independence that you and I chatted about a couple weeks ago that we didn't get to is the health aspect of all of this. What are the conversations that you have with your clients, with your folks that gather around health? What do you guys talk about?
Well, we talk about the three pillars, basically, of retirement. Number one would be the retirement income you just mentioned, legacy planning. And then the third pillar is often healthcare, specifically long-term care. And so we'll pose this to people. We've covered we've talked about retirement income and legacy planning. The third pillar is healthcare, specifically long-term care. So if something were to happen to you, physically or cognitively, how would you want that to be handled logistically and, of course, financially? And it just kind of makes them open their eyes to what else is out there that could really derail their retirement. And, we've talked about this before on the show, but you have a 7 out of 10 chance that you're going to need long-term care, and 9 out of 10 of us have not addressed that.
Oh, I bet. I mean, do you put together or look at like insurance options, or are you looking at, the putting aside some of the money, or looking at the Medicare options? Like, walk us through what that conversation looks like.
Well, many baby boomers are very hesitant to do long-term care planning because they've seen their parents pay into these old policies that were, you know, use it or lose it. And what we're doing with our clients is showing them, like, for example, what my wife and I have is basically a hybrid life insurance policy that has long-term care components. So if my wife or I can't do two of our activities of daily living, or if we're cognitively struggling, you know, my wife can take out money out of my life insurance policy to pay for my care tax-free.
Do you help people with navigating Medicare? I mean, I know you can't do every little thing for every client, but you know what I mean? Like, I mean, just the idea of getting ready for it, because I remember when my dad retired, he worked till he was 72 full-time, and him and my mom, and really my mom taking the lead on trying to figure out Medicare. My dad had a stroke right before he retired. He's still doing great right now, but I just remember hearing horror stories from my mom just starting to figure it out, and I imagine just having a conversation of, hey, here's how it works, here's how it's going to work for you, would go a long way for people.
Well, it's a daunting task, and we are certified to handle Social Security and Medicare planning. So we do have someone in the office named Jeff who deals with that. He's outstanding because a lot of most people who are coming off of normal health care are very scared of what Medicare is going to look like. And again, it's daunting to them. And so, you know, Jeff will take the time to go through them with it, go through their prescriptions, make sure things are covered for the next plan that they're going to be on.
And Social Security, similar stuff, right? You can work through algorithms. I don't know if that's the right word, but you look through different ideas of, you know, should I take it at 62? Should I wait till 70? You know, you have someone that does that for you, or at least gives you some options so you know what the game plan could be.
We have excellent software through a company that can tell us exactly where the sweet spot is depending on your situation. Because a lot of people have, you know, predisposed ideas of how it should or should not work, and a lot of them are erroneous. So we have to kind of hold their hand and put them back on track and show them, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road so that you can take, you know, get the most bang for your buck and into something that you've been paying into in many cases over 50 years.
So let's say someone puts together their plan with you. They've looked at their retirement riddles, as you like to call them, and you know, they've got their plan, right? How often do you expect them to be chatting with you? You know, like, part of it is the idea that you have a plan and then you're not calling you every time the market takes a little dip because you have the plan, right? You tell us that all the time. Your customers aren't calling you every time.
That's correct. There's a
little thing. But how often do you want them calling you, or you're calling them just to kind of re-up and look at things?
Well, I'll give you an example. One of our clients, Kathy, is finally retiring August 1st. And she was saying to us today she has a pension option. She didn't understand the paperwork and that type of thing. And we sat down with her and went over it. And she said, do you remember 10 years ago, I never thought this day was going to come, and I met you at one of your seminars, and here we are today. And I want to thank you. And that, you know, this is a cherry on top of everything that we do for people.
So if there's something in the life change, or they're coming up on retirement, or, this came up. I mean, that's what I want to know is, like, I don't know what this means. I got this letter from the IRS. I don't know. I got this letter from Social Security. Are you someone that will take the call of your clients and say, let me explain this to you, what this is all about?
Always. Life is changing all the time. Our plans are dynamic. So we are always, you know, nothing's going to be static. If someone has something horrific happen, I get the phone calls over the weekend. My children have seen me have to deal with things that aren't pleasant, you know, and we have to, you know, make sure that people are taken care of no matter what's going on in my world. They need to be, we've had a loss in our family, and, that's one of the things that we are dealing with right now. I just want to make sure that she's going to be okay. So, yeah, we are helping people throughout these different instances of when they need us.
Yeah. Tim, you do great work. We're out of time for today. 800-640-2256. 800-640-2256. TJ Stearns is the name of the company. Tim Stearns is the guy that we talk to every Tuesdays with Tim. Take care, Tim. We'll do it again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, John.